We're on. Hello again. Hi.
Hi.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year, Paddy.
So this is going to be published on the 1st of Jan. Today's currently the 31st of December.
Yeah, I'll chuck it on there tomorrow, which is today when you listen to this, and it's already there.
Yeah, so Happy New Year. I probably currently have a hangover, and I'll go for a run tomorrow.
I've probably been for a run by now, because I'm not doing anything tonight, except watch the dog.
Watch the dog.
To make sure he survives his first New Year's.
Scary.
And yeah, you'll probably be hungover as fuck.
Yeah. So we just want to say thank you to everyone for getting us through 2019.
Yeah.
It's been awesome. The amount, we can see the amount of people that listen to the podcast and the interaction on social media is awesome. So thank you for everyone for getting around and supporting us.
Yeah, thank you for like bearing with us, because there's times where we're really busy and it takes us a while to get back to you.
Or we
miss out on an episode here and there because it's life's just hectic sometimes. But thank you for constantly being there. And if you message us, we will get back to you. Sometimes it takes a while.
Hmm.
So sorry for that.
Okay.
But yeah, looking forward to 2020.
Yeah, so we're actually going to talk about goal setting and things to target and set your mind to for the year ahead, because why not? It's pretty appropriate.
Yeah, because everybody always has these resolutions and go, this year I'm going to do this, and this, which is weird that we have to wait for a new year.
Yeah.
And some people go, oh, 1st of Jan is a Wednesday, so I'll wait till the first Monday of the new year.
Hmm.
You know, just fucking start.
and you know, how often do we lose our goals throughout the year? Like, you set all these goals in the start of January, but then, you know, by the time February comes around, you can't even remember your goals. So it's about choosing something, but having some like actionable points to regularly do.
Yeah. And
to get closer to you.
And to check in with what goal did I set, and not set it and forget it.
Yeah.
So probably not the best time to not set a goal is for you, Paddy, the 1st of Jan at 3 a.m. when you're really pissed.
But it's a good time to sign up to a race.
A perfect time to sign up. Not a good time for goal setting.
True. So goals don't even have to be performance-based. Like, you don't have to say, oh, I want to do a half marathon PB and I want to run this time in a marathon. You don't need to do performance goals. They can be literally just to start running. Because there are probably some people listening who are thinking about starting running. So that could be it. It could be to get a PB. It could be to join a new group.
Yeah, it could be just to be consistent and go, oh, I want to run 3 days a week.
Exactly.
And whatever that means for you.
That's probably the most tangible goal.
Yeah, it's not like if you've just started running and you find this podcast and you go, oh, how I'm going to approach this, you might just go, I'm going to start running twice a week.
Yeah.
Or by the end of the year, I want to be able to run 3 days a week without any issues.
Mm.
And we have SMART goals and stuff like that. But
what's a SMART goal?
SMART stands for specific. So I want to run a sub 90 half marathon, measurable. Sub 90 is measurable. Then A stands for something.
Attainable.
Attainable within the time frame. Like, I want to do that tomorrow. Probably not.
Yeah. Or for me to say I want to run a 1.5 hour marathon, that's not attainable.
I don't think that's attainable for anyone.
R is realistic.
Realistic.
Yeah. And T is time bound.
By when? Yeah. I want to do this. Because I can say I'll run a sub 2 hour marathon.
Yeah.
When? In the next 50 years or tomorrow.
Yeah. Exactly. Every reasonable goal should be SMART, measurable, attainable, realistic, and time bound.
Yeah. And you can, I like to push the boundaries on realistic sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fine. I think you should set those massive goals where you go, I don't know if I can do this.
Yeah, exactly.
But there's also no shame in working towards and going, oh, I'm just going to adjust this because I don't think I can do this marathon this month, but there's another one 2 months later.
Yeah, and so that's why you have an A goal, a B goal, and a C goal, different priority levels. So say I want to do, if it's a performance thing, I want to do a sub 4 hour marathon. Or your B goal might be a sub 4 hour 20 marathon, or whatever. Your C goal might be sub 5 hours, whatever it is. have like different kind of levels that you're still going to be deeply happy with.
Yeah.
I think is crucial as well.
And if you have the one goal and for some reason life or the day itself or whatever doesn't allow you to get there, you can't be destroyed by that.
Yeah.
You have to go, cool, there's good reasons why I didn't get to this goal, but I have the other things in place.
Mm.
So if your goal is to run 3 days a week consistently and you've gotten sick or the kids have gotten sick or work sends you away for a trip or whatever, you can still go, oh, I still want to run at least 2 days a week.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And that's fine because sometimes life gets in the way.
Yeah, and that's what my goal, I guess it's not so much a goal, but my focus, my kind of short to medium term focus is to get back into some good habits again. So I've without a doubt been dealing with a lull in my running after UTMB and sore ankle and a few niggly things. So I've just lost all consistency and habit. I've been going to the gym lots and I've been feeling really good there. But my short term thing is just to get some habits again. Mm. Like, you know, like Monday I go to the beach and run. Like my Thursday lunch break is when I run. I'm just going to start to get back into that before I even think about performance goals. Mm.
So are you going to be less hippie?
No, I'll still be hippie as fuck.
But I mean, because now that you say specific days, or is it just going to be
more, I guess, the habit of just running regularly.
Mm.
But I'll always be super flexible with my running. Mm. But I think I've probably gotten too flexible at this point. So I guess, yeah, it's just having just a renewed focus on it.
Mm.
Because I know I love running, I love it to bits, but at this point in time where I am right now, I'm like, I'm okay with not running, but I want to change that again.
Yeah. Like I think mine are similar. Like I want to get into consistent running again because it's been a bit like on and off. Then I run 3 days a week, then I run 1 day a week, and then it's two, and then it's none for a week, and then I do another two. So for me, it's really big to get consistency back and run 3-4 days a week.
We've got an episode on that, episode 61.
Yeah, consistency.
I think you were on that episode.
Potentially. And then it's good habits around running. So do my strength training. Work on those little things I'm not as good at.
Yeah.
Make sure that I eat the right things pre and post for recovery. Mm. Like those little things around running that like are not essential but are still important.
Yeah. Yeah.
So totally. Getting back into those sort of things.
Yeah. And I think they kind of have this like cyclical flow on effect is when you prepare for a run, you do your run, you recover well, the whole process becomes more enjoyable, then you're more likely to do it again. And it's kind of like this nice little feedback loop.
Exactly.
Where if you eat well, exercise well, get some good sleep, you just find yourself in this nice routine. It's good to just have that focus, yeah.
That's right. Like I think, do you have to have a goal?
No.
Because I know people that are just happy running 3 days a week. They feel good. They don't race. They just run.
Yeah.
And they're happy where they are.
No, you don't need a goal at all.
I don't think you have to have one.
No.
But I think it's good to have one if you want to work towards something.
Mm-hmm. Like I do ocean swimming.
Mm.
I don't have a goal with it. I just like to do it.
Yeah. You just do it because
I like to.
Yeah.
Yeah. I listen to the radio in the car on the way to work because I like to. You don't need a goal. So like if it's just a thing you do, then
fine.
Yeah.
Like I think most runs will have a goal to go. I want to do this race or this PB or I want to get up to this distance or like run somewhere new every week or whatever. So it's good to look at your goal and reflect on it.
Mm.
It doesn't have to be sit down for 2 hours and reflect on your goals. It can be, I wrote them down somewhere. I'm going to check back next month.
Yeah.
What was it? I'm not working towards it.
Yeah.
What am I doing to get there?
Yeah.
What have I put in place?
Yeah.
And it can be as simple as messaging a friend, I want to run 3 days a week.
Yeah.
You come on with me.
Exactly. Make yourself accountable. And speaking of making yourself accountable, we're going to just do a post on Facebook asking for people's goals. So it'd be nice if you guys could jump on the Facebook page and actually write them down and tell us.
Let us know what you want to do.
Yeah.
And ask us and the general internet brain trust if you, like, is it attainable?
Yeah, we'll help each other out.
Yeah.
And we might check back in March or April and see how we're going.
And go, guys, are you actually working towards your goals or have you forgotten about
it? Yeah. Absolutely.
And goals are not written in stone. They do change because life and running and everything happens.
Yeah.
You might go, I really want to do this 100K race, but you just got a new job and you have a partner now. You can't fit it in.
Yeah.
You might not be able to train 7 days a week, 2 hours in the morning, 2 hours at night, because you have other things.
Yeah.
And that's okay. You just need to go, cool, I'm going to park that for maybe later on.
Yeah.
But I'll do this half marathon that's coming up.
Yeah, be flexible.
Hmm.
Running should be fine.
Running has to be fine.
Hmm.
That's number one goal.
Yeah.
Running is fine. It's not a goal, it's just a state.
It's a rule.
It's a fact.
It's a fact. Running is epic. It's a fact. We know this. Sick. All right, mate. Well, happy New Year to everyone.
Yeah. Paddy, just on a little side note.
Uh-oh.
Remember the last episode, you offered Mel to sleep on your couch?
Did I?
Yeah, you did. She said, sure, I will.
Okay.
Just so you know. So Mel...
Oh, no, I did.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, okay.
So Mel, when you're listening... It's there for you.
It's a really good couch.
It is a really nice couch. You might have to share it with Wally, but it's all right.
That's fine. We'll go for a run in the morning.
Wally is fluffy and warm and cuddly.
Yeah, he'll lick you on the face.
Yeah. Wally's a dog, just so you know, not a person.
Okay, sweet. I'm on. Bring it.
All right, sweet.
Well, have Merry Christmas. Happy New Year, everyone. We'll like to hear your goals and resolutions soon.
There's a lot of things happening for us in 2020. A few courses, so keep your eyes peeled for that. We'll be rolling that out very, very soon. We're really excited about that, and hopefully you guys are as well.
Yeah.
And then one of our other goals is to be more consistent with replying to you and be more timely with that, and go back to weekly episodes because we missed a few here and there.
Yeah.
And be more active on socials.
We will. Love it.
All right, sweet guys.